this is Biga the Odagal Podcast. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening song, Trippy Trigger. Okay, this is the day. Anime USA coverage. Okay, that sounded very lame. Fuck that. I'm never doing an intro like that again. Well, first off, of course, we got the news, AMV of the week, and the coverage. That's why I'm making the news really short. Alright, let's get to the news. Yay! I got some news about anime BitTorrenters getting notices by ISPs about copyright infringement. Yeah, from Anime Ski, some people pronounce, that user says received a copyright, a notice of claim of copyright infringement from their ISPs with about anime without an announced license from North America. And I'm like, whoa, WTF. And of course, Comcast something to do about this. Oh yeah, evil Comcast who I actually use, but that's just because I got that deal with the digital cable and it's my mom's thing. But yeah, I never thought this would happen because, you know, who can they find out who has the torrents and stuff like that? Because unless they're going to send this to a actual site that distributes them, such as Anime Ski. But they're actually going for the users. That's something, whoa. And then there's a French website that received them, some of their users. And, there's a big rabble-rouse on the internet, of course. So yeah, I gotta check more into this myself. I don't use torrents as often as most people, so, you know, kind of doesn't affect me, but if I do, since I do use torrents sometimes, it does affect me. In fact, it affects a lot of people. So, yeah, there's going to be more news on that through the week as I read up more and get more info. Okay, the AMV of the week. Dude, I actually seen this 3 consecutive times at the convention. The official showing that Anime USA did, the AMV guy, who I will talk more about later in the show, who was there showing it, and then someone else showing it, the Antarctic Press table. They were showing it. AMV Hell 4. If you haven't seen it by now, see it. It's awesome. It's better to see in a group rather than by yourself. But if you've already seen it, then go ahead and see it by yourself. It's awesome. I told myself I wouldn't use the AMV Hell series unless I was copping out on the AMV of the week, because I have a huge backlog of great AMVs to tell and show y'all. But come on, it's just awesome. And yeah, I haven't talked about 0 through 3 and Championship Edition, but come on, AMV Hell series. It's awesome, so check it out. Download. If you like Robot Chicken, if you like randomness, if you like parodies, if you like anime and you like things using various anime instead of just one, you're gonna like it. Just download it. Do what I say for once. Go. 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 Okay. Say. I don't know why I just did that. It's time to start the Anime USA coverage. Anime USA 2007! Yeah, I said I would stop doing that. Why the hell? Okay. I'm going to go chronologically. I'm not going to count travel because it's the fucking metro. So, I get to the hotel. Everything's all nice. I go straight to condoms like, okay, do I register first? Do I do this? Find out what to do. And immediately, I was sent to work in the registration line. And really, it was actually easy. I met a cool guy. Manny up in NJ, I'm giving you a shout out if you're listening to this. You're awesome. awesome security guard. Then there's this other guy, I forgot his name, but you're awesome too. Yeah, and just, you know, took charge of the line, gave people their little passes, well, their little registration forms and pencils, made jokes to a lot of the cosplayers and people there. You know, simple job. Saw my friends in line too, fuck with them. And then it was on to check out the con for myself. Get my hours straight. Well, pick my hours, because when you're a volunteer, you can pick your hours. Or they'll ask you, can you work this time, and you might negotiate with it, because there was some things I wanted to see. So, I started, and that's when I started to explore the con. Oh, man. I'm actually getting out the guide right now, just so I could remember what I did, and just all the people I met. Yeah, I went straight to the otaku swap meet, because I had some goods. I saw a Nintendo guy there, got a pic with him. Yes, this is this guy I met at Otakon, who basically he had two zappers, he had the power glove, he had like an arsenal of NES cartridges on him, and he's just an awesome guy. And he even gave me some batteries for my camera, because I ran out of batteries for my Digicam. I wanted to get a picture with him. And I got a picture with him. You know, at the swap meet, made jokes, got some free stuff, got a bunch of free sneak peek manga. I got Galaxy Express 999. It's VHS, but still, I could barely find this anywhere, so I'm just so happy. I'm going to watch this. Man, last time I saw it was on, I think it was one of those public access veteran stations on just a random afternoon back when I was a newbie fan. I was like, what is this? Oh my god, this is awesome. Now I have it. I wish I got it in DVD, but still, I'm not complaining as long as I have it. It's an early Viz tape too, back when they used their old logo. Anyway, yes, I got rid of some stuff and got some stuff. The swap meet was pretty good. And then someone came in with a bunch of not only nostalgic items, but Hello Kitty items and Sailor Moon trading cards and a Ryoko figure that I really wanted, but I had really nothing that she wanted to trade for. And at a swap meet, it's just straight up bartering. No money whatsoever, even if it was a quarter. No money. But I really like this idea. I'm really glad it stretched out to Anime USA. They did do it at T-Mode, but I kind of didn't go to the T-Mode one. And, you know, got some yaoi, got some manga, and it was fun. And then there was the game room, which there was already a line for. Yes, there was a line for the game room. It opened up a little bit late. And, you know, just me talking with people in line. Speaking of which, I did meet a lot of people. This kid told me about Are You a Werewolf, which I was going to try, but I wasn't sure what it was about. I'll talk more about Are You a Werewolf for a bit. Most of the experiences I could actually turn into episodes, such as the games and stuff like that. Went straight to the game room, had some fun. I was going to do some Halo, but then I was like, something else went up. That was interesting, and I was like, I'll do some Halo later. Plus, they wasn't done setting up the 360 section. You know, so I just basically walked around a little bit. I had another shift up, just basically checking badges and running a video room. And I ran the video room, and I saw this very, very interesting movie called... Well, actually, I saw the last half of a movie called I'm a Cyborg, But That's Okay. I walked in on the weirdest shit happening out of nowhere, and I was like, what the fuck am I watching? It's weird. The cinematography is very nice, though. I'm not sure about the story, because I didn't see the entire thing, but it's a weird movie. Then I ran Tokyo Zombie. OMG, this is worth an episode. I'm going to do an episode all about Tokyo Zombie. It's funny, it has zombies, it has Tokyo. It has Black Mount Fuji. It's an awesome movie. I'm reviewing it. It's getting its own episode. That's how good it is. And I saw the first half of The Host. The Host started out pretty awesome, but then my shift ended. I was like, I don't want to really stay to watch it because I want to see other things, you know, on Friday. I was walking around randomly, AMV Hell 4, and then I walked out for a bit because there's also Christine's side concert to kind of coincide it. So... You know, I look into the Christine Saw concert. I walked in and there was this really beautiful song, one of her original songs. I kind of teared up just then. It was a beautiful love song, or I think it was a love song. I saw people dancing, saw people just looking at her and her beautiful voice. I never heard a Christine Saw before, but oh man, I gotta check out more of her stuff. She also does renditions of anime songs. She did Lum No Love Song. Anyone who does Lum No Love Song is awesome. Like, Nana Katade did the Lum No Love Song cover, which is awesome. I bet half the people in the audience didn't even know where the Lum No Love Song came from. But, you know, those who do, it's like nostalgia, because Yurusei Yatsura is the shit. Even though it's like very long series, it's Rumiko. It's one of Rumiko Takahashi's long series. I mean, Ranma long, Inuyasha long, this is long. But it's funny, and you could pick it up anywhere. Just like maybe one, just you could tell, someone could tell you the backstory of the characters really quickly. Then you could just jump into any episode. It's very episodic, it's wonderful. And the movies, well, you could just watch the movie straight up. In my opinion, anyway. But yes, I stayed in her concert for a bit. And then, just out of curiosity, I walked into the Pirate vs. Ninjas dance-off, which I thought was going to suck balls, but was actually fun for about 15 minutes. I wasn't going to stay for the whole time. I can't hold my attention for that long, but it actually was some really good partying in there. I was hoping the pirates won, because I'm a pirate girl. I go for the pirates. If y'all want to argue with me, fuck you. Pirates. Fuck the ninjas. Pirates. Because you know what ninjas brought us? They brought us Naruto. You know what pirates bought us? They bought us Pirates of the Caribbean. Remember that. Jack Sparrow, motherfuckers. Okay. Now, all the different rooms this place had, main events, of course, events B, where they had the secondary events, they had an AMV theater. An entire theater, entire room of nothing but AMVs. And they did have panels on making AMVs there, too. And, of course, they had the AMV contest there. Now, they showed this 3 times in the weekend, so I said, oh, I don't have to see it Friday night. I could see it Saturday night. But then I didn't feel like seeing it Saturday, so I said I'll see it Sunday morning. Then Sunday morning came around, and I was too lazy, and plus I also worked through it, so yeah, I didn't see the AMV contest, but with the AMV contest, it's always something I go to with my friends. And I always enjoy going with my brother as well. My brother and AMVs, he loves AMV. So when I told him about there's a whole AMV room, he's like, wait, AMV room? And plus, I don't know, maybe I like sharing the contest with them. And most of my friends, my group of friends, didn't go. All my college friends was there, which was really awesome. Hung out with them a little bit. They also had, well, mostly I worked on Friday night. They had a bunch of panels that were interesting. Some of it I went to a lot of them on Saturday. I'll get into that. And they had a mini rave after the Celestial Ball. Yeah, this place, they had a Celestial Ball on Friday night where you could dress up in really dressy cosplay, like ballroom gown cosplay and stuff like that, or you could just wear just regular dress clothes that are really nice. No pants or t-shirts or any of that allowed. Just really fancy, waltzy anime music and hot, beautiful cosplay. And then there was a mini rave, which I actually went to. And the rave night was hot, but, you know, they had a little bit of technical difficulty, so it's like a CD, something like a CD skipping. Everyone's like, boo. But I got a tiny little bit of footage on my Digicam, because it's able to play video, but the video is so horrible, it's not even worth putting up. Yeah. And, you know, danced around a lot, went back to my friend's hotel room, had a little taste of mojito. Really good drink. Alcoholic drink, of course, and it's called mojito. Well, I think it's called mojito. Yeah, it's called mojito. It's very cute. Mojito, mojito, mojito. And they had various vodkas and stuff like that. And I went back to my hotel room, which the con paid for, because I was a gopher. I volunteered, so I got a free room, had some roommates. I barely even showed up in that room, except for sleep. bath and waking up. That's it. Otherwise, I didn't go back to the room all day, except to unload my bag from all the goodies I bought on Saturday. I also played Are You a Werewolf? Because I couldn't go to Celestial Ball. I didn't have any fancy dress. I don't have much dress clothes, unless they're for interviews and stuff like that, which isn't really good for a ball anyway. Yeah, I'm kind of a tomboyish, fruits-raving, punk-dressing, oh, you just have to meet me, whatever. Are You a Werewolf? Is a game. It's actually a fun game. You have a bunch of people there. Basically, you have these cards to say either villager, seer, or werewolf. There's always one seer, a bunch of villager cards, and maybe one or two werewolves, depending on how many people are there. You close your eyes, and then you pat on your leg. And then the person moderating it, or leader of the game, just says, okay, villagers go to sleep. And that's when everyone puts their heads down, close their eyes, and tap on their leg. Then there's werewolf wake up, werewolf choose your victim. And only the moderator knows who's the werewolf or what's going on or who the seer is. And it was a very good game of just accusations and killing off people. It's one of those games you would play if you and your friends are bored or if you want to teach to newbies. Just a nice little game. In fact, I should do an episode about Are You a Werewolf, but there's not much to say about it. I could talk about the experiences of me teaching my friends how to play, because I'm going to show them how to play soon. Awesome. You know, in cosplay, they had an entire room devoted to nothing but cosplay panels, which I thought was pretty interesting. And while I don't do cosplay, I have done cosplay. I have nothing against cosplay. I love people who have the skill to cosplay. I just don't have the skill to cosplay, nor the patience, so I put my little contribution to the anime fandom in different ways, such as my art, this show, other shit. But yes, they had an entire room just for cosplay panels. Big on the cosplay. They had cross-dressing at cons on Friday, which I just wanted to go see just because I really like cross-dressing cosplay. I think cosplay is the best play. Fuck y'all. Plus, I don't know, guys and dresses. I don't know. Yeah, I probably will tell y'all more about my drag queen liking this someday. Anime trivia game. I got to join in on the anime trivia game. It was awesome. Some of these questions I did not know. But you know what's fucked up? The next round was filled with a bunch of questions I did know that the panelist that was up next did not know. Which sucked. They had a whole section on the Talking No video and I knew all the questions in there. One of them actually forgot. What sports in it. I was like, oh my god, I forgot. Oh my god, I forgot. Because I wasn't really focused on the fact that Kubo played tennis. Oh. But, yeah. I racked up the points in one of the sections, which was basically DVD color art. It was very pixelated. But yet, I knew all of them. I was like, he just put up one of them. I was like, that's All My Goddess, the movie. And everyone was like, ooh. And, yeah, I think his name was Kevin. He was this older guy next to me. And another person. I think his name was... I don't remember. But he was dressed up as Keitaro, which was cool. I got second in the part I was in. I didn't get to the final round, which the winner of each round was selected for. But, yeah, that kind of sucked. But I got fourth place and a sixth place certificate, which was cool. And I really enjoyed being in that panel. I actually would like to run an anime trivia game. But it seems like someone else has it handled better. He had it on a projector, set up like Jeopardy, and he was just basically running it from his laptop. And some of the questions that none of us, all three of us, didn't know, I just rang the thing just to say something stupid or funny as an answer to entertain the audience there. Like, one of the questions I answered, your mom, just because it fit it. And then there was a question about Princess Nine, a series that none of us have seen. I only seen one DVD of, and it's like the first DVD. It's like a random DVD. it was what, like, what does the coach grows when he's, I guess, coaching, like, the team, the girls' team? And everyone just looked, nobody knew the question. In my mind, it said tomatoes, which is the right answer, but I wasn't sure. I was just guessing. And I knew I probably was going to be wrong, so I just said, his penis. And everyone just cracked up laughing. I was like, yes, this panel went from G to R just because I'm here. But yeah, it turned out the answer actually was tomatoes. I should have went with my gut answer. Just my guessing answer. Shit. Well, I was only, like, down by a little bit. And man, in the Jeopardy, you basically write down an answer and wager. If I didn't wager anything, I could have won that game. But I wagered about 1,000. And I didn't know the answer. The question was, what name two American companies that licensed the Gunbuster? And of course, Bandai Visual is the first one, because they just licensed it for America. I forgot the other one, which is old. Turned out to be Manga Video, but I put down Harmony Gold because all I knew is it was old. And someone said, hey, she should get points just because she knows what Harmony Gold is. Yeah, and they said I should get points for knowing what something else, which is ancient, is. What can I say? I do like classic anime and anime history. Man, maybe I should be an anime historian, but I think someone who has more anime knowledge than me in the terms of classics, or lived through the classics, should be that. But yes, anime trivia game was awesome. That was one of the awesome panels. Woo! Sorry to interject, but I had to pause the recording because I just lost. Yes, I lost the game. If you don't know what I mean by that, you lost the game too. If you do know, you also lost the game. There was many losses of the game at this convention. Just people shouting out, they lost! And then I realized what they were shouting and I said, I lost. Just so you know. Oh yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you just lost. Oh man, I wonder if the people who don't know what I'm talking about know. Anyway, I went to sleep. Yeah, I said chronological order, didn't I? Saturday, yay! Woke up early. I promised someone I would trade them for hentai for a game. Trade them for a PS2 game. Gave them some hentai. I was like, yay! And, of course, went to work. Went to work doing another video room, which I actually had a few technical difficulties with. It's like the sound wouldn't show. I mean, sound wasn't coming on and all this shit. I was like, oh my god, I'm sorry. This is my first time doing this. It's all my fault. Oh, shit. And then there was Sisters of Wilbur, which was actually awesome. I actually want to either buy or download, or that series is pretty good. Then we had like a 30-minute gap between programming, so I just put on just some rant. It was Sarai no Mobito, which I also checked out, and it's actually really cool. I'm putting a thumbs up on that. You guys watch that. And then there was Rosen Maiden, which I wasn't really into. I found out I'm not into Rosen Maiden. Sorry. Rental Magica? That was okay. I didn't mind watching Rental Magica. I'm not sure if it's something I would watch on a regular basis, but my first impression of it was pretty good. And all of these things I should be doing a first impressions episode on, so I could give more insight into it. Man, just going to the convention gave me so much content to use. I actually have to take a little bit more notes so I don't forget it all. Yeah, my thought process was I was going to take notes each day before I go to sleep, like a little diary to speak about. I was so goddamn tired from the day's events that I just took a shower, went straight to sleep. Because I had to get up more in the morning to do work anyway. Yeah, and again, mostly for volunteering, it's fun. Meet cool people. In fact, I'm going to get to those cool people when I'm done this. Man, and they have, well, I didn't go to the Masquerade this year. I don't know, Masquerade is one of those things that I usually do with my usual crew of friends when they come to cons with me. Plus, it's not as fun making sarcastic comments about what's happening to a complete stranger as it is doing my friend Seth, or my bro Matt, or LaToy, or any of them. Yeah. So I mostly wanted my hours to be during that area anyway. Then they had the seating for back on and back on itself. But beforehand, you know, I got off at 7. I basically walked around, went up to the game room. Well, actually, not the video gaming room. On the extra floor where they had the panels, the top floor of the con, they had a manga library as well as a game library. I'm talking board games everywhere. They got Carcassonne, got some Puerto Rico, got some Apples to Apples. A bunch of stuff I always wanted to play or learn to play. But everyone always had established groups who were playing something. And it's like, how can I get in or something? I would have to get in once they're starting a new game or something. Which kind of sucked. It makes me want to go to a board gaming convention more so I could try more things. But this crew was actually finishing up playing a game. And for the life of me, I can't remember the exact name of it. It's Shiro? Tushiro? It's an Asian game or Asian-themed game. Basically, you have these little cards that are tiles. You have these little pegs or little stones or whatever that are really plastic. You move them along the lines on that tile. You can't go to the edge of the board or else you lost. It's a very simple game. I'll explain more because that's good for Thursday episode, gaming day. Ah, man, I really wanted to find people to play Carcassonne with, but cause I really wanted to learn how to play Carcassonne. But, of course, no one there knew how to play either. Oh. I did play Boggle, though. In fact, if this group, if all listening, you guys are awesome. There was this group of friends with, man, I can't remember all the names, like Dan and Grant and Chelsea. I played this game with them. They were about to play Boggle. I was like, yeah, this is the only game we know how to play here. I was like, well, I just learned how to play this game. Want to try it? They were like, yeah. And I played with them. And these some awesome guys. They know where it's at. They know where all the geek shit at. And yeah. Wish I exchanged IMs or something. And basically, you know, then I played Boggle with them, which was fun. Passing the time before the back-on concert began. Man, I didn't stand a chance at some Boggle. I thought I was great at Boggle. I thought I had a high number at Boggle. I went against an English major and shit like that. I practically epic failed. Well, I didn't epic fail, but damn, they were epic at Boggle. Back on. Fuck yeah. Back on? Fuck yeah! Back on was awesome. I really only knew one song from them, which was Chain. Now, I want to get more of their songs. They are worth buying or downloading or however you get your music from Japan. Check out all their other stuff besides just Chain, that Air Gear theme. But when they did play the Air Gear theme, they had, on the screens, they had Air Gear footage and a random cosplayer dressed as Simca from the con up there dancing and stuff with the band. And I talked to her later and she said it was really cool. They just basically asked her because she had a great Simca costume and she got a great experience out of that. I was like, oh my god, I'm so jealous. Why didn't I cosplay as anyone for Air Gear? Oh my shit. Yeah, that was really cool. Then they had the anime dating game, which I found my friend CJ found a YouTube video of. Yes. And, yeah, you see the link on the show notes. In fact, there's a link to a bunch of videos from Anime USA, as well as a bunch of pictures taken from other people on Anime USA, as well as pictures of my own on my Flickr. So, yeah, I went to anime dating game before I had to go do another shift. It coincided with the Hentai Pirate Party, which I also wanted to check out. But I also wanted to meet someone at the anime dating game. Before the anime dating game, I met a fan. I met Laz. Laz is awesome. Laz, if you're listening, you're awesome. Shout out. Laz's friend, I forgot your name and I'm sorry. Or else I'd give you a cool shout out too. But you're getting a shout out too. Woo! Yeah. Man, I wish Jesse went. Jesse missed on a lot of stuff. Then I went to my shift, which was basically another video room, which I don't mind doing video rooms. I mean, I'm just sitting there watching stuff, and if I didn't do video rooms, I probably would have missed out on some things. But you know what I began to notice? It's not mostly people my age or younger than me in video rooms. I do see a bunch of them that are my age and younger, but I see a lot of older otaku too. I mean, I see them more in rooms than I do my own age people, which I don't think it's weird. I always chalked it up to the fact that back then video rooms were the shit and was always filled in their fan days, or their younger fan days. Back when the fandom was more communal and not as, well, I can't really find a name for it now. I need a thesaurus, but it's not how it used to be. And I always wanted to go back in time and see how anime fans were back then. Even, like, cuddled up in the sci-fi convention with a tape of third generation VHS of someone and someone translating in the front. Man, we have it so easy nowadays. Great, now I sound old. Anyway, in this room, I was also manning. They had Shinryoku Sokai Polyphonica. So I was talking with people in the video room before it began. Before the time was began, I was like, "Hey, does anyone know about this?" And then someone said, "Yeah, it's kind of crappy, emo, Ava emo, blah 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 blah." And then everyone left, and I was like, "Shit, I can't leave." Then I began to watch it, and shit, I can't leave. Shit, Ditno. Fuck Polyphonica. That's going on the first impressions anime episode. I don't really have to say much if I already said fuck Polyphonica. Although it has great character designs and prettiness and music, but not my cup of tea. Yeah, and basically, after that, I just talked with some staff members, talked about different things. Yeah, they're all cool. And to bed. Well, I did went to a little bit more of the rave, which went well past 2:30. But man, yeah, it was awesome night. Not many people were at the rave that late though, but that's how I like it, not too crowded. Just crowded enough to be fun. Ah man, basically Saturday night was awesome. I woke up late on Sunday 'cause I was a sleepy lazy bum. I didn't get to sleep until like at least 3, almost 4, and I didn't want to wake up at 8:30 for my shift. I didn't get out of the hotel room until 9, and I actually had to go back around 11 just so I could pack my stuff and bring it downstairs. But someone else probably slept in and jumped the gun or whatever, because video room 2 didn't get open until like at least 9 something. It was supposed to be open at like 8:30, like I was supposed to be up. But my wife was a gangster was shown, and my wife was a gangster, or I mean, my wife is a gangster, I should say. Was pretty good. It was the third one. I haven't seen one or two, but if it's anything like this third one, I'm just giving that a try. I'm gonna give at least a whole. I'm gonna give the rest of it a try. I'll do a whole episode on My Wife is a Gangster because that was some funny stuff. Then my shift was over for that morning, so I did my shopping. Every Sunday, well, on a Sunday on a con, I always go to get the Sunday sale because, people trying to get rid of their wares. But I didn't see much of a sale this year at all. Most of my stuff had, well, I bought on Saturday, really. I looked everywhere to find a bento. I just wanted a nice, cute little bento from Japan so I can make those little cute bento lunches that I see online and that pop up on Dig every other week or so. Dude, I couldn't find a bento. I went to every booth. None of them had bentos. It's a fucking anime convention. I'm sh someone's always selling some bentos and no one has a bento? Get some bentos! It's not like I could go to New York and get a bento, and there's no shops in Washington. They're trying to. Our Chinatown sucks in Washington, D.C. If you go to Washington, D.C., which is basically my backyard, our Chinatown sucks. New York Chinatown rules. I don't know about Cali's Chinatown or whatever. No bentos. Just wanted one bento. I was going to go home, maybe make some rice, bring it to school, be like, hey, look, I made a bento. But I couldn't find a bento. All right, enough of me complaining about the freaking bento. Anyway, the my little gears I bought, Project Aiko, all of them, $20, just wrapped up together, Project Akio, the first one, all the rest of the OVAs, as well as, and they have the Versus one. Oh man, this is gearing up to be one great geekend next week. I'm going to watch all of Project Akio. I got Haruhi Suzumiya 3 and 4. I actually watched 3 through Netflix, but now I own 3. Jesse's borrowing it, and we're going to review Haruhi Suzumiya 3 and then 4. Yeah, the Haruhi episodes always get the most, or whatever. But yeah. And, let's see, got some freebies, got a free Haruhi poster that I have yet to put on my wall. In fact, when I clean my room, there's a bunch of posters I gotta put on my wall. I'm gonna have to do some rearranging, too. My manga section's getting overrun, so I'm gonna have to move my manga section, move the DVD section, blah, 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 blah. Got some Paradise Kiss. Oh, man, what else did I get here? Oh, man, just a bunch of stuff. Ooh, I got a Haruhi figure as well. It's already on my figure shelf. Yes, got some Yaoi. But other than that, I didn't buy much in the big scheme of things. Usually I get much more when I go to a convention. But this time around, I don't know. Maybe it's because I knew I actually had to save money or whatever. But still, I did see a lot of things I wanted, but I wasn't willing to put down a scratch that they were selling it for. I mean, even though I did find a after I bought the Haruhi figure, I found the same figures for like 50 cents less. They also had unpackaged ones they were selling, but, you know, they wouldn't sell them any cheaper or whatever. Oh well. I kind of understand the reasoning behind that, but I kind of don't. Anyway, after doing some shopping, I checked out the Artist Alley. I've been checking out the Artist Alley at least a few times throughout the weekend. I found some really good stuff in there, saw some great art. Also, well, they weren't in the Artist Alley proper. They were more to the side. The Antarctic Press booth, their table, and Marcus Shanks was there. Never heard of Marcus Shanks. He's awesome. I actually knew him from back when the comic strip was down on Silver Hill Road up in Maryland, PG County. And basically, it's a comic shop. I would see him there. I always knew he was a kick-ass artist. Taught me a few things, and now he's working on Chishuji, which is an Anarchy Press book. And I'm going to read it and review it soon. And, oh man, I love his art. Like, I've been a fan of his for a while. And he's been a cool con friend I see. I see him at almost all the cons I go to in the area. Because he goes to all the area cons. And, yeah, it's like I just meet up with him. It's like, oh my god, Marcus! Or Liquid Mark, as he's also called. Look him up online. I'm sure he has some stuff online. I actually have to check myself. But Chishuji, I'm definitely going to read that. And him and his crew autographed it for me, which was awesome. And besides that, I didn't get any autograph sessions. I don't really care for autographs that much, unless it's from someone I really, really, really like. Like Maki Murakami, I really love her stuff. And her stuff has also influenced me. And I really want just the name on the paper. I want to actually meet her. I want to shake her hand. I want to say something to her. The words on the paper are pretty much meaningless, but going to an autograph session was the only way I could actually meet her or see her up close. And yeah, I wouldn't mind if she signed my stuff, but still. It was sad. That was a sad Otakon. But besides that, man, they're cool, but there was no guest I really, really, really was up on. Even Back On, which their music rules, but I only knew one song from them, so I couldn't really call myself a fan of them. And I didn't really want to buy their CD, even though their songs are awesome and they are worth buying. It's just that there's this thing called saving money, which sucks. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck money. Yeah, but unfortunately, you need money for stuff like Project Akio, which is awesome! Yes, on Sunday, there was a podcasting panel, actually. Podcasting Basics, done by someone who do podcast novels. I can't believe I forgot his name right now. But he was very charismatic. He talked about things you should and should not do, of course. Most of it I already knew. But he portrayed it in such a hilarious manner. He also recommended some other anime podcasts, and all of them I already knew. Except when he was trying to talk about Dave and Joel's, he's like, there's this other one. He's like, AWO, Weekly Anime Review, Ninja Consultants, Geek Nights, Basement. No, he said Basement Bargain Martial Arts, and I was like, it's Fast Karate for Gentlemen. He's like, oh, that's it. I was like, Basement Bargain Martial Arts. That's probably the funniest thing I heard all that whole day. I was like, Basement Bargain Martial Arts. Maybe I should do a spin-off show and call it that. But yeah, he also helped write books on the subject, does his own, and I met him, so he's pretty cool. And I actually met other podcasters in the audience. Raging Fangirl, I have to Google search it. I met this other guy who was really cool. He's starting one up. You know, talked to them, talked about whole Creative Commons and random shit. And I was introduced to a wonderful gadget, the Zoom. It's either, was it the H4 or H5? Probably the H2 for all I know. Zoom H2. I need it, and I'm going to speak more about it once I look up and do a picture. I'll probably put it in the gadget show because I do love tech gadgets. And besides that panel, just me walking around, just doing my rounds around the convention, just having fun, talking with friends. They had a UFS Second Annual DC Regional Championship, which is some sort of card game. I never heard of this card game before, but I just looked at it. It didn't seem like anything I would get into. Besides, I'm kind of through with card games, and yeah, there's gonna be an episode on that soon too. And besides that, just me getting back to work, unsetting up the convention. Got to hang out with some of the people on staff and fellow gophers. Met this guy named Aaron, who was actually friends with some of my other college friends, and that's how I kind of remember seeing him before. And just had really fun conversations and did work with them, these people, and talked to them. And I like gophering, and it's not hard all the time. I mean, helping at the dealer's room, doing like the heavy work, that's hard. There's these things called, there's just regular gophers, and there's logistics, which do all the muscle work. Muscle. Yeah, I've done mostly the light stuff, and I try to help with the muscle work. Help dealers pack up and stuff, get their pallets, stuff like that. I also saw some of the behind-the-scenes stuff at a convention. But man, running a convention must be tough. And I did make a few mistakes, like I accidentally showed something too early, I accidentally showed something too late, and I accidentally showed something I shouldn't show, which someone told me to. I was like, just following orders, are like, oh, okay. It was just a promo for Back On, which was like 5 minutes long, and someone's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, someone told me to do that. He's like, you don't do that. We have to keep stuff on the schedule. I was like, oh yeah, I'm really, really sorry. He's like, it's okay. I was like, he said something, and I was like, wait, you chair this con? I don't know how this conversation came up. I was like, wait, you're the chairman? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's the chairman. Well, I didn't say it just like that, but I was kind of cool about it. Like, oh, chairman, hi. Shook his hand. And man, wish I had some sort of apparatus, or I had the cash to buy an apparatus so I could interview people at this convention. I met so many cool people, which I wish I could interview and talk to or talk about or whatever. I wish I could interview Marcus. I wish I could interview the chairman. I wish I could interview some of the staff and fellow gophers who was working. The people who barely got sleep, man. There's a lot of people who barely got sleep. Yeah. And I actually would like to staff next year for some crazy reason. And I'm actually going to go for again next year for some crazy reason. Because, I don't know, when it comes to conventions, although I really love conventions, I love conventioning per se, I have fun, actually being involved in running or doing stuff in the convention to make it run at least semi-smoothly. But that, I got a lot of joy out of doing that. I guess now I'm less of a consumer. I don't wish to just consume. I want to actually create. I want to contribute. just added to my little otakuness, I guess. I didn't go to closing ceremonies because I was doing stuff. That sucked. But I kind of wish I did. They always announce the date, and they announce other things at the closing ceremonies, and after going to Otakon's closing ceremonies, I think I'm going to start doing that, going to closing ceremonies at conventions now. Plus, the Q&A and stuff like that. But yeah. AUSA, overall, let's see, let's tally the shit up. Okay, time for the tally. Hotel? It was four levels, but they had escalators and elevators. Unfortunately, those elevators were always packed, except in the late evening. I'll give the hotel a B, but I haven't been to their other locations, so I can't really compare. Let's see. People, staff, they were all awesome. They were really helpful. And now I actually see why sometimes they might get irritated, if they do get irritated, because they barely get sleep. I learned something new. Staff, you all get A's. You're all up there. Yeah, you're all cool in my book. Panels. Haven't been to all panels, but they actually had some really good ideas here, some really good lineups, and some of them the ones I went to were actually cool, even if they were fan run, or some were fan run. Even the game ones. I'll give that a B, because I didn't go to all of them. Let's see. Programming, in terms of video. Polyphonica suck. I'm sorry. Rosenmaiden, that's just not my taste. And everything else, I'm just looking through them, was actually pretty cool. That gets an A. Oh, live action movie room. A. Live action movie room rules. They had the Capital Era Budokai on Sunday, which I wish I'd seen. I saw them at the Sakura Matsuri. Man, that's cool. But let's go on. Having an AMV theater put you ahead of basically all the conventions in this Mid-Atlantic region I've been to already. Anime USA, oh man, you're racking up. Your workshops, awesome. Everything else, basically awesome. You fed me pizza. Okay, that's not really helpful for anyone listening to who's trying to figure out if this card is good enough to go to. But you get an A for giving me pizza. Alright, now I'm just being silly and stupid. Anyway, oh no. Anime USA, I really enjoyed. And I usually compare conventions to Katsucon, because Katsucon was always the best in my mind. Always just run smoothly, greatly, had great content always. Katsucon was always up there. In fact, I consider Otakon below Katsucon, but that's just on my personal terms of standards. Anime USA is now my fall Katsucon. I'm going next year, even if it is in a different place, not Metro accessible, or I have to go to Deep Virginia. I will be gophering, and hell, I think I'm going to run a panel at this convention. I have to think of a topic, though. I'm kind of running with some topics in my head that might be interesting, because I don't want to use something that's already been done from other people. Like, everyone done a Yaoi panel, everyone done a Yuri panel, everyone's done a trivia panel, and I don't want to do a podcasting panel, because I'm not that good. There's other people who are good who could do that. Well, anyway, I'm going to create content for this con. I'm going to go for it this con. This con is great. Chairman, if you're listening, you're great. Staff, if any of you are listening, you're great. Security, you're all great. I give this whole anime convention an A. Not even an A, a 10. Whatever scale ever. 2 thumbs up, 5 thumbs up, 2 middle fingers of respect up, whatever. Next year, 2008, go to this con. It's worth it. It's worth the run.
Just listen to Vega the Oda Gal. Please go to vegatheodagal.blogspot.com for all the show notes, links, and video. Also in the links, our forums. Thank you, Queshai, for the closing theme. Also email me at vegatheodagal@gmail.com or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. Also, people, remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.